Welcome to News You Can Use from Northern Oklahoma College. With me today is Bill Mayberry, who is the director of the David Allen Memorial Ballpark and the NJCAA World Series Tournament host. How are you today, Bill?
Hi, Dean. I'm great.
I was just talking not long ago with Rob Houston. He says that the David Allen Ballpark is the crown jewel of Enid when it comes to sports.
I think it came at a time in our community's history that Enid was hungry for something like that, a venue to draw to the community. And downtown was a little dilapidated at the time, and it kind of jump-started some things that happened down there, restaurants and other city projects that took place also. So I think that would be accurate. Crown jewel's a big term, but I think that'd be accurate.
Well, tell us a little bit about the history of the ballpark.
Okay. Well, a gentleman by the name of Todd Humphrey and I, he owned Humphrey Abstract Company. We got together. We played high school baseball together. I had coached in college and moved back to town. And we got together. Enid High needed a place to play baseball. And the entire community needed another baseball park anyway. So we start looking for land, and the city had some. The city owns the park. The property is owned by the city, maintained by the school, and then the Ballpark Corporation recruits events to it. So after a few meetings with the then mayor, Mike Cooper, and some other folks, then Paul and Joan Allen approached us about underwriting the entire project. So it really took off at that point.
Mm-hmm. I'm going to mention this, a little bit of history behind it. The Chisholm Trail runs right through there.
It does.
So the cattle actually came through which part of the ballpark?
They came right behind home plate, according to Bob Clemmie, and he was marking the Chisholm Trail, and then they were going down to Government Springs to get a drink.
Okay.
So out of the springs down there. And so it also holds, it was original town site in downtown Enid. Behind the outfield fence in right field was where Enid's first generating plant was. The rest of the location was livery stables and things like that. And then Speed Star Industry owned it at one time. Trinity Industry is who the city acquired the property from. Mm-hmm. And when we approached city council at that time about, can we look at feasibility for a ballpark? Not knowing that Paul and Joan were also interested in that. I should share here, Paul and Joan Allen donated all of the finances to build that facility, and we're so appreciative to them. Then it all came together, and it's been an excellent community project.
Now, you mentioned that the Enid High School plays their games there. I know NOC Enid plays their games there as well. And we also have the NJCAA World Series held there. How many years has that been in place?
14. We've had that for 14 years. Okay. And it's really been a big boom for us to get such an event. And the community's really turned out to help with it. And our host family program really takes a backseat to nobody. They really do a good job with those teams and coaches and other families that come in from all over the United States.
Right.
From California to Maine, there's teams that are qualifying to come here.
And now that's what I was going with next. They qualify to come here, but the World Series wasn't here originally. We had to bid for that and get that. And it wasn't an easy process.
No, we were kind of bidding in the dark. Actually, Radon Leighton, who was coach at the college, and Jeremy Heiss, who was assistant coach at the time, called and said, hey, we think they're going to take bids on this. And the ballpark was brand new. We didn't have experience at hosting tournaments of that magnitude. And so we were kind of shooting in the dark early on there to place our bid in. But things went well for us. Like I said, the community turned out and got it done. NOC as a tremendous partner in that project. So it's been good for us. And we think that we're going to get an extension, a pretty lengthy extension, probably 10 years to our current contract.
Okay. We've had it for, you said, 12?
14.
14 years. and possibly another 10 years. That, yes. That's fantastic. And that's huge for the community of Enid in several different ways. But in addition to the World Series, you all host other tournaments and other games. How many games did you all do last year?
Well, 2 years before COVID. Before COVID. We had 414 games played in that one facility.
That's a lot of work for
which makes you always brings up the number 365 because there's only 365 days in the year. But there's lots of doubleheaders and tournaments and things like that. Mm-hmm. We host the area high school Merrifield tournament. That's for the smaller schools around Enid to get to play.
Okay.
And then we have Connie Mack baseball in the summer. Those teams come from this mid-south United States, basically a five-state area, and they come in here trying to qualify for their World Series that they're going to go to. And lots of other events, too. We host a lot of events on behalf of the community for nonprofits and things like that.
Okay. And I would have to say that David Allen Ballpark rivals the Bricktown Ballpark in the quality of the facility,
right,
and all of the stuff that goes on there. It's amazing. So we've got high school, we've got NOC Enid, we've got amateur ballpark events, and we've got lots of things coming up at the David Allen Ballpark. It takes an army to run that and keep things like a well-oiled machine. And you mentioned earlier when we were talking about this that they're all volunteer?
Well, Scott Pendleton's our groundskeeper there, okay, and he has a volunteer crew that helps during the World Series and things like that. The concession stand is run by the school district, Enid Public Schools.
Okay.
And so they maintain that and some other maintenance areas. But Scott and his crew will help put on those tournaments with the volunteer labor that they have. Mm-hmm. And then like Coach Heiss will help with some other groups that might come help clean up a night and then our players for both all teams that play there, when the game's over, the players help police the area. And
that's wonderful. That's good. They're giving back in that way as well. So
yes.
Before I forget it, you not only host, you mentioned games, you mentioned other nonprofit events. Mm-hmm. You host movie nights there, too, with that big Jumbotron out in the outfield.
With cooperation from the Stride Center, we'll host some movie nights, or not just the Stride Center, but local nonprofits. If they're wanting to do something like that, then we get in contact. If there's not a ball game going on,
right,
we get in contact and see if the dates work out, and We just try to be a community event host.
That's fantastic. Well, we appreciate everything you and your crew and everyone that helps with you. We appreciate everything you guys do down there. So this is Bill Mayberry with the David Allen Memorial Ballpark. Thank you so much for stopping by and talking with us.
Appreciate it.
That's news you can use from Northern Oklahoma College.